This call is being recorded.
As you are high now above the earth, seeing the beautiful, pristine planet far, far below you, feel the love coming from this planet, from Gaia herself. Feel it emanating upward. The love emanating upward from the planet, and the love emanating downward from all of the ships that are up here, all of the cosmic beings, all of the galactics, all sending their love down, and the love coming up from Gaia. And now, allow yourself to drift back down toward the planet, not toward your physical body. Go to an area of the planet that you feel could use some light. Whatever that might be, just let your guides guide you or your higher self. Be guided to wherever that might be, wherever there is still those pockets of darkness. When you find yourself there, utilize yourself as you would a magnifying glass, taking the light, the love coming from all of the ships that are out here, magnifying this energy down through the Christ consciousness grid, is high above the earth, and surrounds the earth. This energy coming down through the Christ grid and through you as the anchoring point or the magnifying point. You magnify now that energy into that dark area, whatever it might be. Don't worry about what it is, just that it is and that you are bringing the light through you. Sending the light, sharing the light. Being the light, being that anchor point for the light. And as the light moves into that dark area, see it becoming illuminated, brilliant illumination. And from that point where it is magnified to, it now spreads outward so that all of you doing this at the same time, magnifying those energies, illuminating those dark points, and the light spreading further and further out from that. And eventually you can begin to see the light spreading all the way across the planet. First starting out in a small pinpoint area and spreading outward and outward and outward until the light has completely encompassed or engulfed the entire planet now. And now, as you learned during the advance, you can be in more than the two places at once. So being down there as that magnifying point, and now be up above, high up above the earth as well. So you were in three different places at once, your physical body, the magnifying point on the surface of the earth, and the point high above the earth. And see now the light spreading across, around the entire planet, engulfing the planet. Know that as light spreads across the planet, so too does consciousness change and shift. And as consciousness changes and shifts, the vibrations increase as well. The vibrations of all of life forms. across the surface of the planet, within the planet, and outside of the planet, above the planet. So that all becomes light, all becomes higher consciousness, higher vibration, higher dimensional frequency. Now allow yourselves to begin to drift back. If you were able to split into three, bring that part of your consciousness down into the second part, and then that back in towards your physical body. And as you merge in with your physical body, feel the energy moving into your body, filling your body with this higher energy that you experienced. It's higher vibration. And allow your consciousness, now allow yourselves now to come into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda. As always, it is such a pleasure to be with you, to be able to share and open up consciousness within you and all around you, or to assist in doing that. For that is what this is all about, is raising consciousness wherever you can, whenever you can. Make it your daily activity, your daily purpose, you might say, to raise your consciousness whenever the opportunity arises, whatever it might be. Feel the love coursing through your body. And as that love moves through your body, send it out. Send it out to whoever, whomever would have a need for it. Let the love express outward. For know that you are that love, that expressed love of the Father, Mother, God. Let it always express outward. Do not hold it in. Let it out. Express the love, the consciousness, the light. As you know, many things are continuing to change. Many shifts are happening. And the old, the same old is no longer holding true. Some would still hold on to that, would want the status quo. But that is all changing. For the status quo, the same old, will not be allowed too much longer. And for those that want to stay in that space, that want to continue to know the familiar in their lives, that want to stay within that comfort zone that they have always known, that will be available to them. But for those of you that are ready to move on into a higher level of consciousness, higher vibration, to actually experience in a full waking state those dreams, those experiences you have been speaking of, to actually have that on an every moment basis, this is what is ahead for you. And I tell you now as Sananda, it is time now to remain calm as the storm approaches. We have spoken of this storm before. You hear it in many different ways, and it is approaching. And with it, a great many changes are coming. You only need to continue to hold patience for just a little bit longer. For the many things that have been happening in the background are now beginning to come forward, are going to begin to become revealed. And there is nothing that can stop it, for it is destined. It is destined for the truth to be revealed to all of mankind. And the truth shall come in many different ways, from many different sources. One of those sources being your media. For even that which you call the mass media is beginning to turn. Because those that are in control or have been in control are going to lose that control or are going to turn it over. And the truth will be revealed from many different directions. And it will be overwhelming to a great many, which will begin to see some of these things, hear some of these things that you have been experiencing now for a while. They will hear it now for the first time. And just as it was quite shocking to you at times, some of the things that you have heard, think about what it will be like for them when it all comes forward, almost all at once. They will be shocked. And you, those of you that have been preparing and acclimating to these energies, will be there to assist, to share, to open up those things which you have known for a while. And it will be time for them to now know. I am Sananda. I leave you now in peace and love, and truly stay calm, for the storm does approach. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Greetings to you. One who serves here with you to continue on, to continue to bring these messages forward to you in all different ways and to assist in all the different ways that we can and have been doing. But as we have said many, many times, as we are assisting you, you are assisting us. You are assisting us in preparing those that are ready for these revealings, as Sananda is saying, and as many others are also saying, that you are assisting to be there when it is time for those that are in need or those that will be open and become aware and awakened. It will be time for them to hear some of these things which you already know. And that time does approach. Do you have questions now for one who serves?
Yes, one who serves. We have questions that were emailed. If I may start with those, please.
Yes, please speak up into the microphone there.
Yes. These are from David Quinones. First question is, 3 to 4 days, Vice President Pence visited Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas. During his speech, he announced to set foot on the moon permanently. We know we already have a Manhattan-like buildings on the dark side of the moon by the secret space program. He also made reference of the Space Force. It seems like they are moving very fast and want to have something done by 2020. We know that our galactic family gave them the ultimatum of disclosure regardless of what they do. Has there been a new negotiation between our galactic family and President Trump?
Not so much new negotiations, but ongoing negotiations have been in the works. That between the galactics, as you're saying, and also those of the light forces, the alliance, which of course the President Trump is a part of. And these negotiations, these meetings, secret meetings in many cases, have been ongoing and continue to occur. And there is much that is being discussed at those levels that is beyond the knowing of the not only the American public, but the world public here as well. But it is coming to a head, you might say, where the disclosure, as is being said here, is coming forward. It starts with the secret space program, moved now to the Space Force, as it is being called, the new Space Force. But this new Space Force is just simply a part of the space program, the old space program. It is just bringing it out now to the public so that they can save face, you might say. They do not have to say, we have known this all along, we have been holding this back from you. They're doing everything they can so that that does not happen, but that the information still comes forward and the truth is still revealed. Okay?
Thank you. The second question, also from David Quinones, is about 10 days ago, the mayor of the city of Chicago proposed a universal income for the citizens. Fox News said that it came from the Democratic Party as another tactic to keep liberals on the hook. What relation does it have with the distribution of wealth from St. Germain?
As we find it, no relationship whatsoever at this point. It is simply a use of monies that are available to be used in this purpose. The St. Germain Trust and many of the other trusts and global accounts and all of this is all still in process and is moving to a realization, you might say, that is coming. But much more on that we cannot give at this point.
All right, thank you. And the third one is, I recently asked my wife's Nan, who is a spirit without materializing wealth, about materializing wealth, and she said that if I truly believed I had it, I would have bought an Audi, not a Suzuki. You also said the other Sunday that you don't have to create it because it's already there. Does that mean if I only had 1,000 lira in my bank account and I bought a car for 200,000 lira, that the money would appear because I believed I had it? Please, can you explain, as many people like myself are confused?
What we can tell you is this is all about consciousness, all about raising vibrations. As you raise your consciousness and raise your vibrations, you move into a different understanding of how the law of attraction works. And the law of attraction is just that. You attract what you want, or you attract what you are asking for, whether it is something negative or something positive. It is deep within your consciousness, and your consciousness it comes out regardless, and the universe will listen to that level of consciousness that you are at in that point. So if you believe, sincerely believe, fully believe, and know beyond any doubt that you can have what you want in your life, then you can have it. But the question is there a bit of a doubt there? And if there is a bit of a doubt there, then you succumb to the three-dimensional illusion and the rules, the laws, you might say, within that illusion that keep you having that, what is called that buffer zone. And that buffer zone will continue to work with your lower chakra centers and all of the memories and programming that is associated with that, and that will hold you back from this. So if you wish for something, say a car or something, some automobile of some type, and you believe you can have it, you can have it. But there needs to be that total belief system within you. That is how you can, and you will, many of you will demonstrate this to those that are not yet awakened or that are not yet believers. You will be able to do those things which the Yeshua did, those so-called miracles. But as we have been saying to you, it is not miracles, it is science. It is just a metaphysical science or a higher consciousness science. And you will be able to put your hand out and say that something can appear in your hand and it will be there. Not saying that a automobile will appear into your hand, but it can appear in front of you. But the difference here is the ego center as well. And if your ego is requiring these things, then they are not going to come in that sense. They will not come based on the ego. They will come based on need of those that you are working with. You see the difference here?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Yes. Are there other questions here now from those in what you call the phone land?
Hello?
Yes?
I have a question. Who's yours?
Yes.
I saw during the meditation, I had a vision. I had a vision that everyone was hugging each other, crying from happiness, and looking in the sky, and it was full of ships, and it was disclosure. This is what I saw, was disclosure. It was people saw and were hugging and being happy that they were seeing the ships and it was bright day and people cried from happiness.
Yes, and your question from this?
So my question is, if this is near future?
What you are experiencing is exactly what you are creating in your future. You are creating this to be a part of the expression that is coming. And if more and more of you created this same expression, it would come to fruition much quicker. This is, if all of the 144,000 and even more than that now, as we find it, would come together and meditate all at once, this is the idea of the mass meditation and the ones that have called for these mass meditations. And if you would reach the crescendo, as Sananda gives here, if you would reach that, then you would also bring about the event much quicker here, and all of these revealings and all of this that is coming. But regardless, these revealings are coming anyway. They're coming a little bit slower maybe than you would have wanted, but they are coming. The storm is approaching, as Sananda gave here. And you are a part of the storm. You are the storm, you might say, just as the President Trump said, I am the storm. That is what you are. You are the storm. You are the ones that are bringing this all about. And if you want to bring it about faster, then simply create it being faster, just as you did in your meditation here. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Other questions here?
Yes, one who's just Lorelei. I'm glad you brought that up about the tipping point, if you will, because it was on my mind. I participate with Jared Rand on his calls, math meditations, and I did the Cobra math meditation on that particular date. And Jared had said that there was something like 166,000 on that call, because he'd also participated in it. But he was told that a tipping point had not been reached. And I was under the impression that 144,000 were needed. So I'm confused about that. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, we can say. That is why we said 144,000 plus. That is the, it has shifted, it has changed based on the number of the population of the planet, so that you need to come to that point, as you are saying, the tipping point, where you reach that percentage of the consciousness of the planet. And that has been reached at previous times, but in this past time, it was not fully reached here, as we are finding it.
Do we know what the number is?
We cannot give that directly because it is a shifting number. It changes based on man's consciousness and based on those that are coming into the awakening state.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. We can tell you percentage-wise, you came to approximately 80 to 86%.
Okay, thank you. We're getting there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions here?
This is Gina.
Yes.
Hi, one who serves. This is kind of way off of what we're discussing here, but it's a question that I kind of is tossing around in my head, so I'd like an answer maybe if you can. It has to do with children. Now, all my life, I've been on a spiritual path, and the children always touched my heart so huge. It was almost overwhelming. And to see anybody get hurt or fighting, I would have to jump and jump in and stop. Please don't hurt each other, this and that. Anyway, as time went by and the children were all getting kidnapped back in the early 90s, I came up with an invention just to try to help stop this kidnapping. So that's how deep it runs for my protection over children. Now, here's my question. As time goes on, in these last few years with all the ascension and everything happening and doing all the spiritual work, I've noticed that my emotions and feelings towards the children isn't intense any longer, and even almost dormant. And I wonder why, what happened here, because I could not handle hearing that children were getting hurt. And with all this disclosure starting to, it's going to come out, and I'm aware of it, and I've even tried to listen to some of the videos that they were talking about where they're saving these children already from the child trafficking. And it was very difficult for me to try to listen, but when I did, I was okay. So my question to you, have I, gotten through this, or have I closed myself off? That's what my question is.
This is what we were speaking about earlier in terms of how you are acclimating to the energies, you are becoming aware of those things which are going on in the background, and you are not becoming immune to it, but it is becoming more and more you are becoming used to it. You are beginning more and more to understand the oneness of all things, and that there is not a need to have the separation here. Because when you become aware for the first time of these atrocities that are going on in the world, it creates a separation process between you and everyone else. And you are coming into a unification within yourself. More and more you are coming to be unified with your multidimensional selves and your integration to your higher self, which is the ascension process. So as you're going through this ascension process, you are becoming less and less shocked, you might say, and less holding concern over those things. Okay?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Any other questions here before we release channel?
Hello, this is, yes, I have a question.
Yes.
So it does look like Trump is having some issues with the Mueller investigation, and that that's all going to come out and be revealed about his misdealings. Can you talk about that a little bit? And the National Enquirer being part of the media that's being exposed and all that. Thank you.
All we can tell you is this is all part of the whole as far as these revealings that are coming forward. The truths are coming forward. And they're coming again from many different sources, many different directions. And all of this has been in the works for quite a while, you might say, in terms of not only years here, but decades. This has been working in the background. And those of the what you call the white hats in the alliance have been working toward bringing the light to the planet in many different ways. And they are working together with the galactics. And those of the galactics and the Agarthans and the alliance, which are all a part of one here, they have been working together to defeat or to subdue, is a better word here, to subdue those of the dark forces that are left. And we can tell you that there are relatively few of those that are left that can have any kind of control over the situation of the planet. Otherwise, you would have many different, many, many more catastrophes, many, many more atrocities attributed to the cabal, to those dark forces across the planet. But they have been curtailed greatly in what they can do. They do what would be considered more skirmishes here and there, rather than full-out war of any type.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Any Hello, the water serves.
Yes.
Hello. I just want to, there is a question to this about the resistance movement. Athena said to me that without you, us light warriors, anchoring in this light and then spreading this light, you know, they couldn't do as much as a good job of what they're doing. They're like on the trenches, but we are like the anchors of this conduit of this light coming through this spectrum. And without us, they wouldn't be able to do as much as a good, I can't remember what she said. We are this, you know, this conduits. We're here for that particular reason, to anchor in the light and to spread the light. So we're doing our part and enabling them to do a better job to get this, you know, on track and
yes.
faster. I can't remember what it was, but is that right? Yeah.
Yes, certainly. You are the way showers. You are the ones that are the bringing the light, anchoring the light, bringing the light, spreading the light. Without you, you are correct. There would be even a much slower process that would be happening here. In fact, without you, those of you, it would not be happening at all. This is why those of you have come to this planet to be a part of this evolution, to be here now in these moments when the light is coming into the planet and you are able to share the light further and further out and help more and more and more awaken, even beyond those of the 144,000 to awaken. And this is the process that is happening now. And you are the storm, as was given earlier. You are all the storm that approaches here.
That's right. That's exactly the way she explained it to me, but I was struggling to break it down. But yeah, without us, they cannot do their job. That if there's not the light, if the light isn't, if there's no conduit, then the light's cut off. So we're very, very important. And this is why they say this. We're very, very important for this whole process. And this thing with John McCain, is he definitely passed on to you now? Is he, or is he locked up somewhere? Or
what we can tell you is simply that he is no longer.
Ah, right, that's it then. Oh, lovely. Well, thank you, and I love you. I love you all so much. Mwah. My love and my blessings. Thank you.
Any other further question? We are ready to release chattel. Anything further?
Yes, one who serves. I refer back to Dina's question about about her reaction to what is happening with the children. Is that what you were discussing many, many months ago? You talked about the need to reach the state of neutrality. So is that the position that she has reached at this point?
Not completely, certainly, because if she was in complete neutrality, then that would be the ascension, full ascension. But there is a movement toward more neutrality in your lives, all of you now, as we speak here. You are all moving toward this, which is the connection, the more full connection with your higher God self. And your higher God self is neutral. And as you connect more and more with your higher God self, you come more and more into that neutrality as well. Knowing that everything is working exactly as it needs to, exactly in the moment that it is in.
Thank you.
Yes. We are needing to release channel here now. As you continue on, everyone, brothers and sisters, people, continue to hold the light. Continue to anchor it, hold it, share it wherever you can. To continue to be the light. And as you continue to be the light in every opportunity that you find, then you will find that the storm that we are speaking of will become more and more with you as the planet, with you as the people of the planet, the collective consciousness. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti.
Auntie, love you.